You've been highlighting some standout entries to this year's Tiny Desk Contest, and this week, a video that showcases a single powerful voice.
Yo, my name is Jalarena, and this is my 2021 Tiny Desk Contest submission. Holy smokes, Batman. Holy ghost, tap dance. Shadrach, Meshach, Pac-Man, daddy's home. And his children forgot they were glad he was gone. Pills in the truck when daddy's alone.
That is Jalarena Sanders performing Lala, and she joins us now from Tampa. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Boy, those are some hard words, but I gather Lala is a love letter to your father.
Yes, that's the best way that I can describe it. And I wrote it while he was still in, so it was nice for him to hear it when he got out.
He was still in prison.
In prison, yes. Sorry, he had been arrested and sentenced for about 6.5 years.
What moved you to come up with this song?
Sure. I think it was something that I always knew I would write about eventually. It was more a matter of when I would write it and how I would, because I didn't know how to talk about those things, and then also tell the world that he's like our favorite person, me and my siblings. And so when I finally felt like I had figured out how to convey that, that's when I wrote it.
And he made sure every lie was a good one. So if he said he quit that Lala, he was good for it.
And the phrase Lala Land comes from something he used to say to you, I gather.
Yes. So there was a time, unfortunately, and it happened once where my dad sort of seemed like he wasn't in his body, and I didn't know what was happening. I thought he was being silly. He realized that I realized it and explained in the quickest way that he could that he was just in La La Land, and he apologized. He was like, I'm sorry, baby. Daddy's just in La La Land. And so at the time, I didn't know La La Land was a phrase. I thought it was just his way of describing things. So I thought La La was a thing that he had encountered, and he had went to its land. And then growing up, the irony of Lala potentially being like a drug was, I thought about that later.
Let's listen to a version of this song that you, I guess, recorded initially with a full band behind you.
Yes. Daddy said he would rather be burning a spoon than purchase a food for sort of monthly lurking the use. His children are amazed. All we see is his cape,
superpowers, and tattoos of our names. The same man who will go and snatch every tooth out his face. Also a very strong and powerful version.
Thank you.
But not what you submitted at the Tiny Desk Concert. Why was that?
We had a plan, and the plan was a great plan. We had gotten together this, I think it was a four-piece band. It was a few of us in there, and had rehearsed the song a lot and had come up with a performance that we felt was dynamic but also captured the sentiment of the song. We record it. I'm feeling good about it. We leave. I'm on my way home. I text my manager like a very quick screenshot of the video of some of the footage that we captured. And she was like, yeah, that looks great. That's awesome. Just making sure there was a desk somewhere in the room, right? I was like, okay, yeah, so I'm just going to cry now. and we had to get it done quickly because we were coming up on the deadline. I was like, well, I'm going to submit something. And what ended up happening is what you all got, which was me at a very actual tiny desk and on the kitchen floor a cappella.
Because he's an educated player from Detroit proper, a smooth diver, enough to make the baddies holler.
And you know, if I get a vote, I think it's all the more powerful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And you, in the full band version of the song, we hear some clips of your brothers and sisters.
All right, so what do you remember? Like, mostly.
All I remember is getting whoopings. Discipline, yeah.
So was that bittersweet to talk to them, to get them to record that? Was it all laughs or laugh through tears? What was it like?
It was all laughs. Because it's far enough away, I think, where even the bitter moments have sweetened. There was a sibling who opted out, though, just because she just didn't want to go there. And I understood it. I respected it. But for everyone who opted in, it was because they were in a place where they could sort of look back on those moments and giggle a little.
May I ask how your father and your family are all doing now?
they are good. We are good. He was released in October of 2019, and he has been sober since. And so I'm really grateful for that. My dad said he calls it our song. So that's my favorite part about it. He's like, oh, I was listening to our song the other day. And then I think my favorite thing about the song is that it has done exactly what I wanted it to do for my family. Like they, all of my siblings said they heard it and they cried, and they cry nearly every time that they hear it. My dad definitely cries every time he hears it. And I think it's sparked a lot of conversations that were difficult to have. But it's like, well, Rena wrote about it in a song, so it's out there now. Like, it's almost like the door was opened to talk about those things. And I think that has led to a lot of healing.
Well, I hope lots of people hear your song. It's very powerful. It touches the human heart.
Oh, Scott, thank you so much. It means so much to hear you say that. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Jalarina, and you can see her video of Lala on our website, npr.org. Thank you so much for being with us, too.
Yeah, thank you.
If you're addicted, I'm committed to loving you through it. Even if believing, you're making me look stupid. Man, I swear I'm about to cry right now.